Pat Tukey from the Hendersonville Symphony Orchestra, our guest here this morning in the WTZQ studio for The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Mark.
Always great to have you here in The Breakfast Club with us.
It's always so much fun. Thanks for having me back.
Now, anytime you're here, we get excited because we know that means there's really going to be some awesome music in our future. Most of the time, that means we're going to be hearing violins and horns and a symphony. But you're doing something different this year with the symphony, right?
We are. We are launching a brand new series called Hendersonville Symphony Presents. And I'm sure many of our listeners out there have heard about this already, but we're really excited. And what we're doing with this new series of ours, it's not the big orchestra on stage.
Right.
What we're doing is broadening our mission a little bit to provide some exceptional live music and live music performances in different venues in our region.
Uh-huh.
The artists showcased span the spectrum of music genres. We're going to be hearing bands that are bluegrass bands, jazz bands,
nice
Texas swing band, and then ending the season with the Krueger Brothers.
Fantastic.
You're right here from North Carolina.
Absolutely.
So we're really excited about this.
It's called Hendersonville Symphony Presents, and the first show is coming up in a couple of weeks, right?
It's coming up on Saturday, September 21st. At Blue Ghost Brewery up in Fletcher.
Yeah.
We'll be playing outside in the Firefly Field.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful grass field, has all the amenities outside. Bring your own lawn chairs.
Yeah.
Everything else will be provided. The brewery is co-hosting with us.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts at 2 o'clock. We'll be headlining with opening band Letters to Abigail. They'll be starting at 2 o'clock. And then what we really want to focus on today is Mountain Heart.
That's right.
Whoa.
We're going to give the specifics on this concert here coming up. But we have via phone Josh Schilling with us with Mountain Heart. Josh, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
We're fantastic. Great to have you here. Josh, I want to remind our listeners that Mountain Heart was here a number of years ago. If I recall, the very first two seasons of the very successful Rhythm and Brews concert series, you guys performed and had really the biggest crowds of just about anything for both of those seasons.
Man, it was, I remember we had some just incredible video and photography from those shows. And yeah, just amazing both times. And I was thinking to myself, we have to get back to that event. that was such a special night for us both times. And you know, we actually made that trip about more than just the show. We all went hiking, or at least some of us went hiking and hung out in town or nearby for a couple of days. So,
well,
I remember it well.
And the awesome thing is you get to do it again coming up here on the 21st. So we're looking forward to having Mountain Heart back in town. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are at those shows and they said, we got to see these guys again somehow, some way. So we have the opportunity to do that. Hey, Josh, tell us, for folks who aren't familiar with Mountain Heart, describe your music. Describe your band for us.
Well, we've been called lots of things, but it usually ends up being something along the lines of acoustic overdrive or like a high-energy progressive bluegrass band. We've been called the Bluegrass Bees Hive. We've been called everything under the sun like that. And I have to kind of join them in that description, I guess. It's a very high-energy, diverse bunch of musicians. It is from the bluegrass genre with a lot of the bluegrass and Americana roots, but I also play piano in the band, so it's a pretty diverse group of musicians that, I mean, just pound for pound, take me out of the equation if you want to, it's a bunch of session players and great song, successful songwriters, and so the musicianship is literally, I feel like I'm bragging too much, but it's just top-notch. If I were making a record, I would call these guys to play on the record, and it's just, you know, really, really special bunch of guys, and what's interesting, too, is, you know, I mean, Western North Carolina is home to these guys. I mean, you know, the guy that runs sound for us, Eric Wilson, lives in Asheville. Aaron Ramsey from the band, he lives in Morganton. Our lead guitarist is a Nashville guy now. He's like a first call guitarist in town for people like Ricky Skaggs and any acoustic artist. But Seth Taylor, he's from Bryson City, which is not terribly far. And then also, Ashby Frank will be with us, who's from the Lexington area. So, and I grew up here in Martinsville, which isn't too far away. So this, in a lot of ways, is, I mean, it's like home. You know, it feels like home over there in the mountains. So,
how are you guys influenced from your music? You know, nowadays, what I love so much about music is we have influences from all over the place. But what would you say, you guys? What are your influences?
Well, like I said, I mean, having I myself came up at the foot of the Blue Ridge, so I was just naturally steeped in bluegrass. But I was always drawn to the piano and the soul singers. You know, I loved Ray Charles and Michael McDonald, and you know, I got way into some of the jazz fusion guys. So I guess influences are slightly different, and but also, you know, I love Tony Rice, I loved Alison Krauss, and I grew up on bands like, you know, Blue Highway and a lot of the Virginia and Carolina bluegrass. So I really love all of that stuff. But I mean, it's insane. Like on any given night, the guys they listen to everything. We're yeah. all into, you know, just heavy jazz influence, heavy you know, Tony Rice, traditional bluegrass influence, and so we kind of break into all that in our show, and it is primarily a string band, but it's not uncommon for us to play what feels like, you know, Miles Davis or something. It's kind of crazy like that. And I see, you know, a lot of the talent you guys have coming are, it's super diverse like that, which I think is just awesome, you know.
Yeah, well, so. I can't think of a better way to start the Hendersonville Symphony Presents series than with you guys, Mountain Heart, and especially with the shows that you guys had here a few years ago and the crowds that you have. We look forward to having you back again. I know you've got a lot of work. Josh Schilling with Mountain Heart, thanks for spending some time with us, and we look forward to seeing you on the 21st, all right?
Oh, man, we can't wait. It'll
all right.
Be beautiful there.
All right, we'll see you then, and bring your hiking boots, okay?
Okay, don't worry about that. For sure doing that.
All right. Josh Schilling with Mountain Heart taking some time to be with us. And Pat, you heard it right there. Incredibly diverse group of musicians. Sounds to me like we're going to get some bluegrass and a little blue-eyed soul mixed
bit.
All in that
little
together.
Bit. Yeah. You know, Josh was being apologetic for talking about themselves so much. They deserve talking about. These
Absolutely.
Guys, Mountain Heart, the band, and their musicians have been nominated for Grammys. They've been nominated for Academy of Country Music Awards, Country Music Association Awards. They've appeared on the Grand Ole Opry stage over 130 times.
Holy smokes.
This is the real thing.
This is it's the real deal.
It really
is. It's the
is.
Real deal. And we have the opportunity to see them coming up September the 21st at Blue Ghost Brewery. How do we get tickets to this show, Pat?
Very easy. HendersonvilleSymphony.org.
Excellent. And you can also hopefully get tickets at the door.
Yes, we will have tickets at the gate beginning at 1:30 on Saturday the 21st. The Letters to Abigail, who we all love,
yeah.
One of the most popular local bands,
yeah.
Will be starting the event at 2 o'clock. Gate will open at 1:30. Bring your lawn chairs. Don't bring coolers. Don't bring any alcoholic beverages. That's all taken care of.
Once you've had Blue Ghost beer,
their
beer is awesome.
You don't want anything
yeah.
else. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a great afternoon. Mountain Heart will start about 3:30. But don't miss Letters to Abigail to start off with. And we so appreciate our sponsor for this concert, WTZQ.
We're glad to do it. We love music.
You guys are the best.
We love music. HendersonvilleSymphony.org. Get more information about the Mountain Heart concert that's coming up on September the 21st and the rest of the Hendersonville Symphony Presents series. You can get it all at HendersonvilleSymphony.org. Pat, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good day.